that hard dividing line between the qualified and the unqualified, the competent and the incompetent, I mean, it's always much harder when it's set up like that than it ever is in reality. You know, a difference in degree is made one of kind. And it deeply discourages people. And this happens at some stage in schooling, because, I mean, in the best sort of infant and junior schools now, you're pushed into doing, encouraged into dancing, painting, writing, the whole, making music, the whole range. But at some point, the sense that you can't do it well enough, you know, and that unless you're going to specialize, you might as well forget it, does happen. And there's some evidence, very difficult to interpret, that people's actual talent for doing it seems to go at about this stage, when they get the idea that they're, although they enjoy doing it, they're not one of the really good ones who are the proper people to do it. And it's as if some of the gift goes. And then, you know, it's one of those self-confirming hypotheses of which this culture is full. If you set up that people are not competent to do something, I think we do become incompetent.